Let's welcome Jasmine Opperman. She's Africa's director at the Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium. Good afternoon, Jasmine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Jasmine, it's not a great line, but let's see how we go. The last time we spoke about what was happening in northern Mozambique, about all these beheadings. Now, different reports, different figures. You definitely challenged those figures. What's happened with that? And with this, I'm referring to the beheadings of tourists. At the time, it was thought to be Al-Shabaab. How's that developed?
Okay, first of all, I have to be clear on this. Indicators have not changed significantly. We have seen an attack last night where they actually went in to get food supplies and lanterns. The Shabaab so-called group does not exist in Mozambique. We are talking independent cells that's acting for whatever reason, and that is the mystery behind the Mozambique violence now, why these attacks are being executed. There has been no claim to credit. There is no binding ideology linking them in any way to extremism. So the situation in Mozambique remains of paramount concern. What makes it even more difficult is that we simply, or what we are seeing as an over-securitization of that area. We are seeing private military consultants moving in at full force. We are seeing a clampdown on media freedom, which makes it extremely difficult to get exact detail.
Exactly. I actually saw that there were some trials taking place.
Yes.
I think it was last week. 146 people who had been arrested in Mozambique had.
Yes.
So they were now in court. Is it still continuing?
That trial has started. They have been arrested. I need to emphasize that those that have been arrested, most of them relate to the first three or four attacks. We had a definite group of Sunna involved. We have seen a more organized type of attack taking place, where we have seen definite foreign influence and definite extremist ideology at play. But that the Al-Sunnah group per se as self, since those attacks, have simply disappeared. And then we have seen the Shabaab cells operating, and for one or other reason, there has been made a link between Al-Sunnah and the Shabaab cells, which cannot be verified or substantiated.
To what end? Why? I mean, this is not an Islamic state. This is not a majority Muslim country. What's the end game here?
And that is the problem. We are sitting with various factors here at play. And I think we need, maybe in explaining the complexity, we will understand why it's so difficult. One, are we sitting with an ethnic factor that cannot be ignored? Two, we are sitting in an area with extreme poverty, extreme low skills. Now, there is gas development taking place at a fast rate in that area. And already local communities are worried that they are not going to benefit. Because what is going to happen is that people from the south will be brought into that area purely based on the skills that they have. And it's interesting to note, if I may interrupt myself, that none of these gas companies and oil companies have been targeted so far by these groups. So you sit with the development factor, the skills factor at play, and then you are sitting, and I think this is one of the big concerns, is the presence of organized crime. It is a main transit route. There are entrenched organized crime syndicates in that area that ranges from ivory poaching to heroin and drug trade, in which the seaports are being used with the collaboration of government officials. So the interest there is also at play in that specific area. And that all creates a mixed bowl of frustration, of people not seeing any way of benefiting from what is happening in that specific area. We are seeing a government clamping down at all costs with its military forces, which, by the way, not being trusted by many other local communities. They're already being accused of abuses by the local police. And this all creates an environment prone to violence. Now, can this be linked to extremism?
There's absolutely. No, I think that yes, extremism and revolution and all these sorts of things come from deep-seated unhappiness. That's what happened with the French Revolution. That's what happened with all of these revolutions. That's what happened with the Arab Spring. It comes from failed states and deep-seated unhappiness about your life when you don't have any hope in your life. Jasmine, we literally have one more minute before I have to let you go. But it's very, very important that we talk about ISIS operating out of Durban. What's your thought?
I think we must be very careful at this point in time, and I'm really concerned about what I'm reading. The fact of the matter is we're sitting with a court case that is in its initial process. And now to construct an Islamic State threat at an organized level in South Africa derived from so-called individuals that had so-called interaction with ISIS and say that we have an organized threat is simply ill-informed. That there has been contact between South Africans and ISIS, nothing new. It's not surprising to me.
Right. 6,000 members of ISIS came back to South Africa when ISIS was losing the plot. We know this. This is, as you say, this is not news. So what is stopping these people, these former ISIS jihadis from forming an ISIS cell here?
Nothing stops them. Nothing stops them. The problem is that most of them have returned in terms of government condition and the willingness to be put under surveillance and being put under scrutiny by the intelligence and the security services. If they have the capacity to actually to execute that is another debate for another day.
Absolutely.
Due to time constraints. But those members that we are talking now in Durban, if indeed they had contact with the Islamic State, and it seems highly unlikely, seems highly likely if one listens to the hawks now. The question is, their links to the Islamic State and the actual bombings and the actual attack and the correlation between these things needs to be proven because the modus operandi during these bombings and with the attack simply does not speak to Islamic State and the way they operate. There are contradictions here. We do not know enough to jump to any conclusion. But I want to emphasize, when we talk this type of extremism, caution must be applied at all times. We cannot play around here. This is a serious matter that needs drastic attention. And I'm not only talking from government side, but also from community level.
Jasmine, unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it.
I'm sorry.
To you for hours and hours and hours. But you know what? We're going to get you back soon. Because I think, especially locally, it is a very, very important conversation. Wish you a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. God bless. And just thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge with us.